All righty, back at Martin Stadium, it's halftime. Vikings 10, Warner Robins 10. And with me, a very special halftime guest. A very special halftime guest. All year long, we have been told you needed to be on the radio at halftime. So here you are, slide up this way. We know who the head coach is, but we always wonder, who runs the head coach?
Me.
That's right. Miss Dion McPherson is with us tonight, Coach McPherson's wife. And I tell you what, we weren't planning on a 10-10 halftime score. We was looking about a 28-0 and
yeah.
when we agreed to do this. So you're a little tense tonight.
Yes. I'm about to throw up.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit. We got it during football season. What's it like being married to Coach McPherson?
Well, he better be glad that he married somebody like me who loved football beforehand, because, you know, there are times that I tell him I have a shallow grave picked out for him, that, you know, I've got friends in low places that will help me drag him into it. He's a little hard to live with from time to time.
Now, what do you think he's saying to the team right now at halftime? You know him better than anybody.
It's probably not real. I mean, you know, it's not ugly. He wouldn't be ugly. It's just, you know, you're better than this. Calm down, you know. Not a big deal. That was the first half. Let's go out there and go.
Say that's what he said.
I hope so.
Well, I tell you what, we'll have Marty ask him what he said and see how that compares.
You're thinking it might not be that positive.
Well, no, it might be more like, you know how to play. Get out there and play. Now, a lot of folks don't know a lot about you. You're a teacher here in
yes.
the Lions School System. So tell us a little bit about that.
Teach second grade at Westside Elementary.
Now, which would you rather do, teach second graders or football players?
Second graders.
Now, why is that?
Because they're sweet and they're cute and they love you. And you know.
And football players don't?
Yeah. And they're cute and sweet, too, but I just kind of like little people.
You like little people.
I like little people.
Now, on a game when it's real tight like this, how really? Now, I mean, you just took a deep breath. You really do get into it.
Yeah, I've been sitting in the coach's office.
Oh.
As opposed to out here.
Now, why is that?
Because I can't stand it.
Or you listen to it on the radio in
no.
the coach's office?
No.
So you have no idea what's going on?
Well, one of the other wives texts me and tells me, you know, we scored, you know, we fumbled. They you know, so they kind of keep me posted, but I just can't stand it.
Now, on those rare occasions, whenever the Vikings do come out on the short end of the stick, what's it like on the weekends?
It's not a fun place to be in the McPherson household.
Now, is it Coach Mack or is it the whole family?
It's really the whole bunch. It's really the whole bunch. But the Saturday after we lost to Northside, I had promised one of my little boys that I taught last year that I'd come watch him play football at the Boys and Girls Club. And so I left the house about 9:15, went to his ball game, went and helped a girl that I teach with. They built a new house, helped them move into the house, left there, went to Hobby Lobby, probably touched everything in there, didn't buy one thing, stayed in there 2.5 hours, went to TJ Maxx, went to Firehouse Sub, went to Books a Million, got home at 11:05 that night. He called about 7 and said, where are you? I said, TJ Maxx. He laughed. He said, are you hiding from me? I said, absolutely.
No, he's not really that bad.
Well, no, he's not bad. He tries to be sweet. It's just...
Or maybe he was hiding from you.
Maybe that's it. I just was kind of trying to give him his space.
Well, no, of course, I know you've got to be awfully proud of both your boys. And especially Levi, transferring home. I said Levi. I don't know why in the world I was thinking. I looked down and see Levi. Levi Vitas is standing back here. He has transferred back to play at VSU.
Uh-huh.
He's still, I know he's still like one of your boys.
Oh, yes,
all
yes,
these
yes.
players are.
Yes.
One standing over to my left. I know he's one of your favorite boys.
Yes, he is one of my favorites. He loves me. And we can agree to disagree, can't we?
Y'all can agree to disagree and make me leave a parking lot.
Hey, you know what's really fun, though, is when we were in Madison, I had this chance several times. Children that I had taught that then played football, you know, years later at the high school. And so the first 3 years we were in Lowndes County, I taught at Clarkeville. And there's about 4 or 5 boys on the team now that were in my – that I taught third grade then that were in my third grade class. So that's pretty fun. So
now, if you were in the locker room, what would you tell our guys?
Calm down. That's the pot calling the kettle black, isn't it?
That's right, because there's nothing common about Dion McPherson tonight.
Just calm down, play your game, you know, you know, it's going to be okay.
Well, you want to stay up here in the press box with us the rest of the game?
I think that would be great.
All right, just,
no, I'm not going to talk. I'm going to stand over there. But
okay, you just step here in the press box. With, that way you can watch the game. And we sure appreciate it. Several years ago, we got you to be on the coaches' show.
Yes.
And then it was, come on up at halftime. And so we sure appreciate you being up here, Ms.
Dion. You're welcome.
Wow, I got to turn this down. The Lounge High Georgia Bridgemen just blowing us out. 380 members strong, Marty. They are phenomenal.
They are great, Bill. Of course, I'm sitting here watching Warner Robins' band before our band took the field, and they did a great job themselves. But then our band comes out and just dwarfs their band. And, I mean, we take up the whole field. And our band does not sit still and play like a lot of bands. They're moving the whole time. They just do an outstanding job.
Well, Marty, it has been a first half that has been a pure war. It looked like we turned the ball over two times. I mean, boom, boom, just like that. Warner Robins goes down and scores. They go up 7-0. We come back, and then we finally seem to get it going. Bull Anderson just was phenomenal in that fourth series. Gets us down there. We tie it up 7-7. Then we get an opportunity on a great field goal kick by Jed Solomon. We go up 10-7. And here we are at halftime after a 34-yard field goal by the Red Demons, and it puts us tied 10-10.
Yeah, Bill, that was just an absolute battle during the first half there. Hopefully, you mentioned it was a war. Hopefully that was just the first battle, and hopefully we can win the second battle and end up winning the entire war. But it was a very hard-fought first half. The turnovers, I think, were definitely the reason for the tie ball game here at halftime. You know, first two plays of the game, we fumbled the ball.
Well, and Tyler Hunter, he just had to have been rocked. I mean, when I saw him coming off the sidelines, when he got hit, he had to have just let go of the ball. You said he lost feeling?
I talked to Tyler. Tyler actually said he came down funny. He said actually when he came down, he was leaning forward and came down kind of awkward, just lost feeling just briefly, and it scared him. But he was up running sprints on the sidelines, grabbing the doctor off to the side and saying, please, please let me play. But they told him no. You know, unfortunately, they said once that happens, you know, you're not going to be able to get back in. But he was fine. He was talking. He was laughing. He was coaching. He was getting out there during timeouts and getting on the field and getting in the huddle. But he's moving around fine. Has no repercussions from it. And he just, you know, because of what had happened for precautionary reasons, he's done for the night.
Yeah. Well, I really think there's a lot of change. Read it. Chill. I think the changes in the wingback positions, it's just the timing's off. We saw Kerry Stanley fumble, and it was simply because not used to the handoff exchange with Cole Parker. And little things like that they've got to get corrected, get themselves refocused in the locker room. We see them coming out now, almost time, probably about a 3 or 4 minute period before we're ready to go to the second half. I do have halftime stats. It's, of course, tied 10-10. First downs tonight, Warner Robins with 7, the Vikings with 3. Rushing tonight, Warner Robins 25 carries for 68 yards, while the Vikings have had 18 carries for 101 yards. Passing tonight, Warner Robins is 4 of 6 for 55 yards and a touchdown. The Vikings 1 of 2 for 25 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. Total plays, Warner Robins with 31 plays, our Vikings with 20. Total offensive output, Warner Robins with 123 yards, the Vikings with 126 yards. And fumbles tonight, that has been the big difference. One fumble for Warner Robins, 3 fumbles for our Vikings. Penalties tonight, no, it's really played very well. No penalties against the Vikings. One penalty for 15 yards against Warner Robins. And we've had one punt tonight for an average of 42 yards. Their leading rusher is number 3. That's Dominique Butts. He's had 7 carries for 25 yards. Their leading receiver is Brian Sutton. He's had 1 catch for 30 yards, and that was the touchdown. Our leading receiver is Robert Anderson. 8 carries for 78 yards and a touchdown. And a leading receiver is Troy Braswell, 1 catch for 25 yards. Telt has had 8 unassisted tackles and 2 assists so far in the first half, and Geraldo Orta has recorded 4 individual tackles.
Bill, I'm standing down there, half the game on one end and half on the other, but on one end, the Florida Gators tight ends coach is here tonight.
Wow.
And he's down on the field, and I wish you could have, you know, of course they can't comment on individual players, but I wish you could have seen the excitement on that coach when Telvin made the tackle down here on the left
tackle.
Side of the field. He came up with a sweep, and he came from that linebacker position, closed on it, and just ran through the Demon running back. And just that coach went absolutely crazy. I mean, Telvin's had a great game. He's had several tackles. He's all over the field, and he's also, you can just see, he's the leader of that defense, and he is willing in that defense, you know, all first half into having a good first half. Obviously, with the penalty, I mean, the turnovers, we've had three and only give up 10 points. That's doing pretty well.
They've done phenomenally. I tell you what, we got about 2 minutes left. You've been listening to the Halftime Report brought to you by the Broome Insurance Agency, Allstate Insurance. Remember, you're in good hands with Allstate. We'll take a two-minute break, and when we come back, we'll be ready for the second half kickoff. We'll take a two-minute break. You're listening to the Broome Insurance Halftime Report on 99.5 Kicks Country.
All right, back in Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers. We're getting ready to start the second half. Warner Robbins won the toss, elected to defer. And as I have said since I have been doing football, the most important possession of the ball game is your opponent's possession, first possession in the third quarter, and your first possession of the third quarter. Let's see what we can do. All tied up. We played 24 minutes of football to get to where we are now. 10-10, and Jed Solomon set the kickoff. Back deep is number 15. That's Jermaine Collins on the far side, and Quintavious Walker on the near side. Ball on the near hash mark.
That one's mine.
On Solomon. There goes the kick. High and over end kick. Walker takes it at the 7. Comes right at the middle of the field at the 20. Tries to cut our sideline. He gets across the 20. Gets hit and knocked down about the 24-yard line.
Walker returns the ball out across the 30-yard line.
Good pursuit by the defense, by the Vikings. Telvin Smith, again, down there early. They were able to key on him and him not able to make the tackle, but he does disrupt it by being down there so quickly.
About a 14-yard return by Walker for the Demons. And no, we're not from Alabama.
They're still a red Demon.
Two tight ends, ball on the near hash mark. Dudley goes under center. Takes a snap. Gives it on the counter to the fullback. He's across the 25, across the 30, and he rips off about 7 yards in a hurry, and that's big number 29, Chris Mallard.
Well, that is. They run that counter just like the Vikings do, and that is a tough, tough play. It works very well for the Vikings. It's worked very well for the Demons.
Second and 7, the ball out to the 31, about a 31-and-a-half-yard line. Demons going from right to left on your radio dial. Center comes up over the ball. Two tight end set. We're in a five-man front. Dudley under center. Gives it to Jackson around the right side. He's got a hole as he gets across the 35. Got the first down as he fights his way out to about the 38-yard line.
Nothing real fancy. Again, number 29, Chris Mallard, just sticks his nose in there, drops his shoulder, and picks up the yards they need.
I want to say hello to the Walkers Crossing tailgaters listening tonight. And their ringleader, Ms. Barbara. Two tight ends. First and 10. The ball at the 38. Kerry Stanley moves to our side. They give it on the counter to Mallard around the left side. He's across the 40. And now they're running off left tackle. He picks up out to about the 42, so give him about 3 yards. Should be second and 7 from there, Bill.
Yeah, they're going to mark him about the 42.
Marty?
He's...
Oh, okay. Say second and 6, the ball out at the 42-yard line. Just underway here in the third quarter, 10:24 to go. All tied up. Two receivers near side, one far side. That's Walker and Jackson to our side. Again, they give it to number 20 over the right side. That is Brian Sutton. It was second and a long six. It's going to be third and about three as he gets up to the 45-yard line.
James Mathis and Jordan Black able to just trip him up as he tries to go through the hole there. They're getting in the backfield, but they're getting pinched out and not able to make the tackle.
It's going to be third and, Bill, about three and a half. They've got to get up to across the almost to the 49-yard line. So almost a third and four.
The crowd is on their feet, Wes. And let's see. Oh, no, you have told the band to be quiet.
And if that happens, you want to talk about a place that's going to get loud.
You have told the band to be quiet.
There you go. That's the
one. Band's not playing, but they're jumping up and down.
This place just got a lot louder. Dudley goes under center. Sutton at the fullback. Jackson at tailback. Two tight ends. They give it to Jackson over the right side. And he's got the first down as he crosses the 50 into Viking territory down to the 49-yard line, and that'll silence our Vikings for just a few minutes.
Good run again by the Demons to get the first down.
Ed Christian checking in.
And he'll go in. Jordan will take a breather.
Dudley gets the play from the sidelines. First and our 49. Again, tied in to the far side. Dudley gives the ball to number 20 right up the middle, and the big fullback will get about, he'll get down to the 46-yard line, pick up about 3 yards, second and seven from there. Let me get this out of the way. I want to say hello to the walk to the County Line tailgaters. That's Nick and Nicole, Dean and Brittany, Garrett and Terry, and the Bug. There you go, folks.
All right, second down and seven now for the Demons.
At the 46-yard line. Dudley takes the snap. Got a man in motion. Gives it to Jackson. That's Mallard around the left side. He's across the 45. The 40 stumbles, and they bring him down. There's a flag as they bring him down about the 37-yard line. And, Bill, I don't like that flag.
Well, it was Brian Moore reaching in to get the ball, and he may have got some face mask. And that is the call. Brian Moore was reaching in. He was trying to grab the football and strip it as he was coming through, but I think he got a little bit of face mask.
Inadvertent face mask, 5-yard penalty down to the 32-yard line. The first and 10 from there. It is time for our Vikings to get those long boats going. Swing those battle axes, boys.
Crowd is loud.
Butts now at fullback. Two tight ends. They give it to Jackson around the right side. We try to string him out in order. Comes over and makes the tackle as he crosses the 32 down to about the 31-yard line. Give him a yard. Great job by Geraldo Orta to string that play out. But also in on the play was number 31, Kerry Stanley.
I tell you, Chris Mallard has got a lot of acceleration as he went to sprint to the outside corner. This is the first time we've really had this kind of speed against our defense. Our defense has always been very quick. But the backs for Warner Robbins, also just as quick.
Warner Robbins, Coughwood has closed to within three in the fourth quarter. It is 20-17 now, Northside over Coughwood. They've closed within three. Dudley goes under center. Takes a snap, gives it to number three, right up the middle, and he'll get absolutely nowhere. Bill, they'll push big Dominic Butts all the way back. No, they say he got to the 30. It'll be third and about 8 yards from there.
That's where the line of scrimmage was, so no gain.
Seven minutes to go here in the third period, all tied up 10 apiece. A big, big play for our Vikings right here. Ball about 5 yards inside the right hash mark. Warner Robbins going from right to left. They bring Walker to the near side. Dudley turns around and says something to Butts. Tied into the far side. Butts in motion. Dudley takes the snap. drops back.
Pass.
Looking, throws downfield. Got a man open. Knocked away. Or was it intercepted by Josh Clements?
Intercepted
by Josh Clements at the 6-yard line. Big, big defensive play by Josh Clements. Read it all the way, came over from the strong safety position and picked that pass off at the 6-yard line.
His momentum takes him out of bounds. He had no choice once he made the catch to run out of bounds with it. But nonetheless, the ball turns over. Vikings on offense. We are deep in our end as we'll take over on the 7-yard line.
They kept the ball. They kept the ball the first 5 minutes and 20 seconds.
The Viking gods.
All righty, we have got to get ourselves out of this hole back at the 6. Parker, under center. There's a flag, and don't tell me we've got to lay a game.
We do.
Well, I wasn't timing it, so they back it back to the 3-yard line. So it'll be 1st and 13.
They started it quickly after they set the ball, and we were still in a huddle over here getting the play in. Juana Robbins' band now begins to play.
Paul Johnson comes to the near side, swopes at tailback, wingback. Looks like Braswell on the far side. Braswell in motion. Parker under center. And he gives it to Anderson around the right side. He's across the 5, still on his feet, across the 10, and he gets out to about the 14-yard line. And he just got us out of a hole.
They're going to spot him at the 13, Wes. 13-yard line. I thought he had gotten up to the 14 as well.
All righty. That'll be 2nd and 1, 2, 3 and a half. Give us just a little bit of running room there. Aaron Winston to the far side. Swopes at wing back on the far side, tied in to the visitor side of the field. Parker under center. Almost a 7-man front. We got Braswell in motion. Takes a snap. Gives it to Anderson. He gets hit in the backfield, and that is big Jeffrey Whitaker. And we'll lose 4 yards back to the 10-yard line.
Now they're going
to
spot him at the 11 or 12 almost, Wes.
You won't keep Whitaker out of your backfield all night long. There's no way to do it. Just too good an athlete. So, Bill, that'll be 3rd. They mark it at the 12, so 3rd and 1, 2, 3, 4 and a half. We've got to get across
the
17. We got to get better if you get to the 17. Parker under center, tied into the far side. Oh, and we move. We move and back us up 5 yards.
Brian Moore just jumped. Vikings having to fight underneath the shadow of their own goalpost, and we get an offside penalty. That'll push us back, as you say, 5 yards and put us in a 3rd and long situation. Back to
the 5-yard line. So to the 5. It'll be 3rd and 12. Aaron Winston brings a play in, comes near side. We're at 5:20 to go here in the 3rd, tied up 7 apiece. Parker, under center, drops back to look, throws flat out to Winston, makes the catch, still on his feet as he gets across the 15.
He's close.
He'll be awfully close to that first down marker.
Look at the spot. No, look at the spot.
Good tackle out here by number 22, Darius Rogers Wilson, and they'll mark it just across the 15, and we'll have to punt the ball, Bill.
Wow, guys. Yeah.
Aaron caught the ball, fall off the defender, and then dove. And I guess they called his knee down a couple yards shy of where he landed, but our coaching staff sure didn't like the call there. They really thought he was closer to the first.
Collins goes back deep, standing at the 50, waiting on Aaron Winston's punt. There's a snap. There they come. Gets the ball away. High, high punt. Hits and starts about backward. It takes a Warner Robbins bounce backwards. Hits at the 48 and bounces back to the 43-yard line. That's where they'll take over 1st and 10 from our 43.
good high punt by Aaron Winston. It just took a wedge shot and bounced backwards. But he put it really high right into, it looked like a covey of demons. Just didn't hit any of them.
4:19 to go here in the third. All tied up. They bring Walker and Ballard to our side of the field. Send a man to the far side. Dudley in the shotgun. Takes the snap, gives it to number 20. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage. Bounces the waffle away from one man.
That's Jordan Black, and he's not picking himself up. Hold on.
Let's see. There comes the trainers.
He's trying to lift himself up now, but they will stop the clock. He took a shot when he hit him. It's like the running back's knee came up and hit him in the face mask. But when he went down, he didn't move.
It'll be second and 9.
You see his legs moving now. I mean, he's trying to bring himself up a little bit. And he's conscious, but he hit. It looked like I said that the knee of the running back hit him about what would be face level. It has been a very physical game on both sides.
It sure has. It has been a war that we expected.
Coach Piplo out there still attending to Jordan.
They're moving Warner Robbins to the sideline. Let's go ahead and take a 30-second break. 10-10 with 4:04 to go here in the third. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back at Martin Stadium, 4:04 to go. We are in the third period. And injured Viking player Jordan Black down on the field.
Still down. They haven't rolled him over or anything. He has moved his legs. He's lifted, tried to lift his body up one time, but they pushed him, put him back down. A lot of fans on their feet here as they're looking out over the field, Jordan Black.
And we look down, and his dad now starting to make his way down out of the stands down to go see what kind of report he can get. They're rolling Jordan over.
Yeah, that's good news right there. First of all, just to get him to roll over. I'm wondering, we won't know, and we'll get a report from Marty when he can get more information, I'm sure.
Marty. I'm trying to... I don't see him down there.
He's been down there. He may be tucked against the wall right now.
Anyways, 4:04. It has been Bill. It opened up with Warner Robbins taking a 7-0 lead. We tied it up Jordan sitting up now. The Battle of Bull. We call it the Battle of Bull Run because Bull Anderson just took us down the field and tied this thing up for us. Jed Zottelman put us ahead with a 39-yard field goal. Then they came back and kicked a 34-yard field goal and tie it up 10-10. We intercepted the ball. Josh Clemens made a great read and come from his free safety position and made an interception at the 6-yard line to stop the drive because they were marching down the field. And then they pretty much just held us, as you said, in the shadow of our goalpost. And we've got to stop them here and start playing ball on their side of the field.
Yeah, we made a couple of mistakes. We jumped offside. Jordan's real woozy. I really think, Wes, what happened is he took a knee to the head as he came through because he was the first contact with that running back. And that running, you see, he is still might not know what county he's in right now.
Ed Christian comes in.
Yeah, I think he caught a knee with the running back, hit him right up in the face. I don't know. That's a good point. Levi Vitas back here says it looks like he may just be suffering a really bad stinger the way he's holding his shoulders so tight. But it really looks like he's just not all there a little bit. But
all righty, 2nd and 9.
Ed Christian will replace him on the line.
Dudley goes under center, man in motion. They give it on the counter to Jackson, gets hit at the line of scrimmage. And, boy, it was Ed Christian who made the stop.
I see you, Ed Christian. I tell you, they went back in the hole
where Jordan Black came out of, but I tell you, you don't miss a lick when you put Ed Christian in there.
No, sir. 6'6", 305 pounds, verbally committed to Florida State, then said, no, I'm going to Auburn. He'll go wherever he wants to go because everybody.
And he will be from Alabama.
Yeah, I guess he will be. Third and, Bill, third and eight. The ball at the 41-yard line. Walker comes near side. They send Ballard and Jackson to the far side. Sutton in the backfield with Moore. Dudley drops back. Look, there comes the rush. Throws the ball downfield. Overthrows Quintavious Walker, who was open at the 10. But we had a rush and a half.
Yeah, we got to the quarterback. It looked like there was some holding on the offensive line. No call, though. And the quarterback just rears back, throws it, and he overthrows everybody. His intended receiver was Quintavious Walker.
All righty. We'll see Floyd come in. He'll back up about the Warner Robins 45. Yep, now.
Got an official timeout so they can get everybody off and set. There we go.
There we go.
Ball boy had not made it off the field.
Ball down at the 41. Troy Braswell back about the 9-yard line. 10 men on the line of scrimmage. High, high snap. Gets it away. And Braswell takes it at the 11. Comes to our side. Gets hit. Gets away from one man still on his feet. He's at the 20. Crossed all at the 25. And they'll bring him down at the 25-yard line.
Well, Wes, one of the things I've noticed on the punts that Warner Robin has put down, their long snapper, he gets it back there. He's got a good target, but it's very slow and it's high. It's not real, real high, but it's enough that the punter's not right in his breadbasket, if you will. And I think if we could get a good rush, we got an opportunity to maybe make a block.
2:59 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings 10. It is Warner Robins 10. Aaron Winston near side. Tied in to the far side. Parker under center. He drops back, looks, got Winston out in the flash, makes the catch, turns and spins, still on his feet, fights across the 35, and he's got the first down out to the 37-yard line.
That was a great catch and run by Aaron Winston. Good hands, looked it in, got the ball, and then made a turn, and, I mean, he just pulled his defender another 3 yards for a first down.
Old Green Eyes gets us a first down. 11-yard pass play from the gunslinger to Green Eyes. Remind everyone. Oh, we'll do it right after this play. Swopes lines up at wing back. Right off of Brian Moore's side, we go heavy right. And the red and Warner Robins slides over. We give it to Bull up the middle. He's across the 40. I fight that to the 45-yard line, and he'll peel off about 7 yards. As we just fooled everybody, he fooled everybody on that play.
Great misdirection. As you said, we strong-sided the right, which generally means you're going to try and run that full, wing back either on a counter or you're going to try and sweep it, and you give it to the fullback on a quick give like that, and the hole's going to be there, and every once in a while you're going to bust one.
Second and 7. 7-man front for Warner Robins. Parker goes under center. Tight end to our side. Again to Anderson across the left side. I think he's got the first down. They'll mark him down at the 49. If he does, that's a 4-yard carry and a first down.
Again, a strong side right. Give to the fullback over the weak side, and he's able to pick up just a few yards. You're going to keep doing this. You're going to pick up a couple yards here and there, and then they're going to bust open. You got to keep feeding it to the fullback.
First and 10 after our 49-yard line. Kenneth Durden comes near side. Braswell wing back far side. Swopes near side. Parker under center. Tied into his left. Drops back. Looks. Throws out in the flats. Again to Kenneth Durden. Makes the catch. Still on his feet as he crosses the 40-yard line down to the 39 into Demon territory at their 40-yard line. And that's another 11-yard pass play from the gunslinger to Kenneth Durden and a first down.
Another great little pass just out in that little flat right there. Not a hard pass. Cole Parker puts it on the line, and he shoots it right to him, and he were able to pick up 6 or 7 yards, sometimes 10, 11.
First and 10 at the Demon 40-yard line.
Strong side right.
Yep. Strong side right. We got Braswell in motion again to Anderson. He runs right into Jeffrey Whitaker. And that time it He'll pick up. This will pick up a couple of yards as it gets down to about the 38-yard line.
Now, that time on the give, instead of going right up the middle, he went and moved over towards that strong side, trying to follow those big blockers. But, again, the defensive line for Warner Robins, a very, very good opponent.
Ball on the near hash mark. Give him just a yard. Second and nine. Winston lines up wide receiver. Tight end to the far side. Now we got Swopes in motion. Drops back. Looks, looks. He's got Telvin. He's got Brian Moore wide open at the 10. And Moore drops the ball in and out of his hands at the 9-yard line.
Little late on the pass. Cole looked it down and looked it again.
He was rolling left, and he had to turn and square his body up to get that pass play. But he got it down to Brian Moore.
Brian had an opportunity to make the catch. It just was a little outside his reach.
Third and nine. Josh Clemens goes far side. Again, a seven-man front for Warner Robins. Man in motion. Again, Parker looks. Throws out to Clemens. A little bubble screen. He's at the 30, the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown Vikings.
I see you, Josh Clemens, and I see you, Cole Parker.
Take that play out of the Valdosta State Blazers playbook. That's a Valdosta State Blazer play right there. The little one-man bubble screen. Josh Clemens takes it for a touchdown.
32 seconds left in the third quarter, and the Vikings go back up 16-10 as Jack Dalton and Jed Solomon check into the Viking lineup.
The gate swings over. Waiting on the snap. There's Dalton's snap. Parker puts it down. Kicks up. And it's good. And with 32 seconds to go in the third, the Vikings go out 17-10. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. The third quarter, Vikings lead 17-10. Solomon set to kick off. Collins and Walker back deep. It has turned a little bit chilly. There's the kick. High end over end kick, and Walker takes it at the 5. Comes our side to the 10, the 15, the 20. He's got a seam as he crosses the 25, stumbles, and falls across the 30 out to the 31-yard line. And, boy, I'll tell you what, he found a seam to cut behind and make my heart stop for a minute.
Yeah, it really did. But the Vikings were converging into that middle, but nonetheless, he was able to pick up good yardage. 27 seconds left. Vikings lead 17-10 here in the third quarter. And Warner Robins takes to the field, first down and 10 from the 31-yard line.
Ball on the near hash mark. Dudley goes under center. He's got Butts at his fullback. Two tight ends. They have run that set all night. They give it to Walker on the counter. He's across the right side. Stays on his feet as he fights his way out to the 35-yard line. It will be probably second and 7 from there. And that could be the last play of the third quarter. Let's see what we got. Yep, that will be the end of the third quarter. Our Vikings lead it 17-10. We'll be back after this 60-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Here we go. Dudley goes under center. It is second and 6. And he gives the ball to Butts. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage and pushed back. And that is number 13, Brian Moore. And, boy, is he fired up down there. Bill, we've got a final from McConnell Culvert Stadium. It is Northside Warner Robins 20 and Colquitt 17.
Wow, very close game there.
Third and a long 6. The ball just across the 35-yard line. Just underway here in the fourth period, leading 17-10. There come Warner Robins to the line of scrimmage. Walker goes to the far side. Ballard comes near side. Butts in the backfield with Dudley. Tied into our side. 1-5-man front. Drops back. Looks, throws out. Catch made by Whitaker. What a catch by Whitaker. Still on his feet. as he fights his way across the 45-yard line. That's about a 12, 13-yard pass play. Whitaker made the catch with a man all over him.
And that was a very good pass. Good reception. And a first down for Warner Robins.
All the way out to the 47-yard line. Dudley brings the ball, brings the play in from the line, from the sidelines. The ball on the far hash mark. Warner Robins going from left to right on your radio dial. Ballard comes near side, but at wing back. Dudley in the shotgun. They've got Ballard in motion. Pulls it out, rolls this way, looking, and slips and falls. Back at the 40-yard line. He tried to cut, because crashing in on him was number 17. That was Michael Copeland.
And Deion Crenshaw, too. I mean, he had to make a quick cut to get out of the way, and he slipped, lost his footing, and that'll be a loss of about 7 yards. Second and 17 now. Crenshaw will check out. Ed Christian comes in.
Ball in the middle of the field, sitting right on the X on the 40.
Four-man front.
Now we want guys up on the outside. We look almost like a six-man front now. Moore under Dudley on the board. He gives it to 29 in the backfield. That is Chris Mallard, and he'll lose a couple of yards.
That's number 19, Aaron Winston, on the tackle for loss. We just busted the line and broke a hold, too. Again, looks like the offensive line holds for Warner Robins. No call, but a great play nonetheless by Aaron Winston.
Second and 19, the ball on the far hash mark. Bill, first chance we get. A little announcement I'd like to make. Walker comes near side. Ballard goes far side as wide receiver. Put Mallard in the slot out here. We're showing four-man front. Dudley in the shotgun. Drops back. Look, there comes a rush. Gets away from one man. He's back to the original line of scrimmage, and Kerry Stanley runs him out of bounds at the 50, at the 49-yard line of our Vikings. He picked up 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 yards on the carry, but it's going to be fourth, Bill, and about six.
The defense just crashed around the quarterback, and they funneled into the middle. He was able to escape to the outside. Kerry Stanley, the last line of defense, able to run him out of bounds.
Troy Braswell goes back deep. Kyle Floyd standing back, a back to 36. And
we call a timeout.
And we have personnel problems on defense. So we'll go ahead and take a 30-second break with 9:34 to go in the ball game. Vikings leading 17-10. You're listening to Lounge Line Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back here at Martin Stadium, Bill, real quickly, I gave you the flyer. I've got one. Michael Copeland, starting defensive end. His grandmother had some house problems, and we want to go in, won't go into a lot of detail other than if you would be interested in helping his grandmother get back in her house by Thanksgiving, give Bill and I a call at the Viking, www.thevikingvoice.com.
That's right.
Fourth and about six.
Watch a fake.
There's a snap. Again, a line drive kick, and we take it. Oh, we pick it up, and we drop the ball. Warner Robins has recovered the ball at the 15. Troy Braswell had it in his hands, and he dropped the ball at the 15.
Wow. Turnovers right now are killing us tonight. Troy is normally very, very sure-handed. The punts are a little funny the way they come off the foot of the punter, and it just hit him right in the hands and squirted through. It's not one of those traditional high punts. You look under and you field it and you gut it in. It comes at you a real funny wobble. Let's
Alrighty.
Go, defense.
Ball on the foul hash mark. Dudley goes under center. Sutton at fullback. Two tight ends. Man in motion. Where's the flag?
There we go.
Back it up at least to the 20.
Vikings lead 17-10 here, and it has been a battle. Vikings trailed twice. No, trailed once, 7-0, then came and tied at 7, went up 10-7, then it tied again at 10-10, and now the Vikings up with 32 seconds left in the third quarter, able to get it back to 17-10. We're now at 9:22 left in the ball game.
First and 15, ball at the far hash mark. Dudley goes under center. We shift on the defensive line. He gives it to the fullback. He gets hit as he crosses the 20. He'll get about a yard. And in on that tackle, when you see him getting up, Bill, is the Terminator.
He and James Mathis. James able to bust it up right there, playing in at the nose right now.
Half a yard, second and 14 and a half.
Clock runs now under 9 minutes. Vikings lead 17-10.
Warner Robins back to the line of scrimmage. Sutton at the fullback. Moore goes under center with those two tight ends. Man in motion. Gives it to the tailback around the right side. Spins. He's got a hole, but he's knocked down after he picks up a couple of yards. And Bill, it'll be, I think, at third and probably 11 from the 16-yard line.
Yeah, they're still not back to their original line of scrimmage. Almost third and 12. They're going to mark him at the 17.
Aaron Winston checks in, Bill. Whitaker comes near side. They send Ballard to the far side. Now they bring Ballard back to our side of the field. Nope. Timeout. Timeout.
Let's see. Yep.
Warner Robins. Warner Robins takes a timeout with 8:08 to go in the ballgame. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. All righty, Bill. It's going to be third and, 12. The ball at the 17-yard line.
Third down. The Viking fans come to their feet.
Walker comes near side. Ballard comes near side. Twin receiver. Dudley under center. Puts Ballard in motion. Now stop. Drop. Rolls back. Looking to throw. Looking to throw.
Flag.
And we hit. Whoa! No, they say he was down. The ball came out. The ball came out. They said he was down. There's a flag on the play.
It's probably holding from where they threw it.
It was.
Go ahead, Marty.
And so it was obvious. They got it.
What is it, Marty?
They was holding on Deion Chris. They mugged him. So it was a good call. The official was right on top of it.
What about the pass play? You were right there on top of it, did it?
Yeah, it was right in front of me. We had a big lick on the quarterback, and it did look like he hit the ground before the ball came out.
Okay, good call by the officials. Now.
Got that one right.
Now.
I don't give them another chance. I take fourth down right there.
It's going to be fourth down from the 21, or you go to there and mark it back 10 yards holding.
Yep.
Decline. So it'll be fourth down from the 24-yard line.
If they try it, it will be a 41-yard field goal attempt.
And they are. They'll set it down on the 31. They'll make it a 41-yard field goal attempt by Kyle Floyd. He has the leg. This young man can kick it. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up.
No good.
And no good. No good.
And the Vikings dodge a big bullet. And they'll take over first down and 10 from the 20-yard line. With 7:44 left in the ball game, our Vikings lead 17-10. Two timeouts apiece left for both. And it's going to come down to the end. What a great ball game this is turning out to be, Wes.
Yes, it is. Parker brings the Vikings back to the line of scrimmage. Winston goes to the far side. Ball in the middle of the field. Braswell, wing back on our side, swoops the far side. They're in a six-man front. Takes the snap, drops back, looks. Pump fakes, looks. Goes downfield, got Aaron Winston. Winston goes up and makes the catch, and there comes the flag for pass interference. He had Aaron Winston down at the 45, and that'll be pass interference. What a beautiful pass. He laid it right on the money. Of course, that's in high school football. That's only up to 15 yards and automatic first down. It doesn't move out to the spot of the foul.
It is just, 15-yard penalty. Aaron breaking open. What a great pump fake by Cole Parker. Made the cornerback bite in and then gave him just enough space.
And the safety had to come over in a hurry. moves the ball out to the 35-yard line. Josh Clemens comes near side. Braswell wing back far side, slopes on our side. Six-man front for the Demons. Tied into their side. Parker under center. Takes the snap. Drops back again. Look, there comes the rush. Throws the ball. Oh, off the fingertips of Troy Braswell.
Oh, come on. That was a shot to the back.
But a good pass by Parker because he was under a lot of pressure to get rid of the ball to Braswell out at the 40.
Yeah, Braswell was breaking loose. He had the ball just overthrown, but it was number 33. That was Christian Landry. Took a shot into the back, and again, no call after the ball had clearly passed. I mean, I saw the official like he was going to reach for the flag.
7:31 to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 17-10. Second and 10 from the 35, from our own 35. Six-man front. Gives it to counter, and oh, still on his feet is Troy Braswell as he crosses the 35. No, they're saying he's down, said he actually lost yardage. They're saying he lost yardage back to the 33 yards, so he'll lose two.
I thought he had gotten through. Evidently, his knee was down right there at the spot. They were real quick. They came in and marked him down.
Third and 12, the Demons. I tell you what, they have played a superb ball game tonight.
This has been a great both sides.
Wholesale substitutions, Bill. Sam Duncan goes in. Kenneth Durden goes in. Josh Clemens goes in. And Kerry Stanley. Durden comes near side. Josh Clemens far side.
We got to call a timeout.
And do we?
Yes.
Yes, we'll call our second timeout of the ball game. 6:43 to go here in the ball game. Vikings leading 17-10. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Landside Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And we're back here at Martin Stadium. 6:43 left in this ball game between the Warner Robins Demons and our Lions High Vikings. We lead 17-10, and we face a third and a long 11.
Clemens goes far side. Durden comes near side. We put Braswell in the slot out here. They're going to a five-man front. Parker goes under center. We got a man in motion. Takes a snap. Drops back. Surveys the field. Looks. Throws downfield. Oh, off the fingertips of Kerry Stanley. Just at the 48-yard line.
And that went a little high for Kerry Stanley. He had the time. Cole Parker saw him right in the middle of the zone, made a great pass just a little too high, and Kerry Stanley not able to get up and reach it.
Fourth down, we'll have to punt. I want to say hello to my granddaughter, Miss Kinsley, who was here at the ball game with us tonight, Bill. She's on her way home. But she was saying, touchdown Viking tonight.
There we go.
Collins right. Back deep, standing about the 30-yard line. 6 minutes, 40 seconds to go in this ball game. Winston waiting on the snap. There it is. He gets a nice kick. It hits, bounces, picks it up. Goes.
He picked it up. He touched it.
Well, they've got
it. They got it. They got it.
They got it back. He touched it.
I don't know. Wait a minute. There's still a lot of struggling underneath there.
Let's see what happens when they come out. I think they got it back. It looked like it from here.
I did, too. It looked like Warner Robins was able to pick it back up.
They did. Their guy Collins touched it. He slipped at the 30. It came out. And I thought we might have had a chance at it, but we didn't. So they'll take over first and 10 on their own 28-yard line.
Viking defense now back out on the field.
6:28 to go here in this ball game.
Stacy Wright now in on the defensive line for the Vikings.
Dudley goes under center. Got a man in motion. They give it to the fullback. That's Sutton, and Sutton gets hit as he crosses the 30. He'll pick up 3, maybe 4 yards.
Crenshaw and Orta in on the tackle.
I'm sorry, that was Butt, the ball carrier. The second, and Bill looks like
six
and a half as the ball moves out to the 33-yard line. We are at the halfway mark of this ball game. Tied into our side. We shift over. Dudley takes the snap. Keeps it, rolls right, looks, and Ryan Moore right there. And he runs out of bounds. And he's going to be awfully close to that first down, Bill.
From the look of it, he's half a yard short. He had to get out of bounds because Ryan Moore was going to tattoo him if he didn't. And he is third down and short, probably about the length of a football.
Ball on the far hash mark. Ed Christian checks in.
Short yardage situation now.
Stacy Wright checks out. Ball on that far hash mark. Tied into our side. Moore goes under center with Butts at fullback. Got a man in motion. They give it to Butts. He's got the first down as he crosses the 40 up to about the 41-yard line. Didn't pick up but 2 yards, but those 2 yards were enough to give him a first down.
When they're in a short yardage situation, Warner Robbins has been extremely successful. They're able to pick up the yard or two that they're going to need for a first down when they're in that, when they're in that third down situation.
I'd like to see their third down conversion efficiency here in this ball game. Ball just across the 41-yard line of Warner Robbins. We're back in a five-man front. Two tight ends. Takes the snap. He gives it to Jackson around the left side. He runs into Telvin Smith and a couple of, he'll pick up 2 yards out to about the 43-yard line.
Josh Clemens and, as you said, Telvin Smith.
Second and nine.
Clock continues to run. 5:04 left in the ball game. Ball, Vikings lead 17-10.
Ball at the 43-yard line. Dudley again under center. Man in motion. Gives it to Butts up the middle and Butts across the 45 up to the 46-yard line. It'll be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 6 yards from there.
And Crenshaw in on the tackle for the Vikings.
And Warner Robbins has a player down. Northside Warner Robbins has defeated Colquitt to clinch the region title.
That was Dominique Butts, was down for a second, but he got himself back up. Now he's going to go off to the sideline with a little limp. Third down and six for the Warner Robbins Red Demons.
Walker and Ballard come near side. Send one man far side. Dudley in the shotgun. Third and 6.5. Drops back. Look, there comes a rush. Pass out. Off the fingertip. Oh! Off of Whitaker, and Kenneth Durden had it in his hand, and he dropped it.
Durden saw it in his hands. He just went, oops. Oh, my gosh, because he was open. Should have been a catch for the Warner Robbins Demons, and instead it falls incomplete, and it's fourth down.
Fourth and six with 4:07 to go.
They're going.
Yep, I would imagine you'd go for it. Quintavious Walker open at our 45, and the ball just a little high as it slipped off his fingertips. On the far hash mark.
All right, Viking fans, let's cut to your feet. Fourth down and six.
Pulling the battle axes out, boys. Let's go to war right here. Dudley under center. Three-man front. Four now. Drops back. Look, there comes the rush. Little old ball packed up. He catches it, and we tackle him.
Michael Copeland with the tip. Back to the quarterback and the tackle and the sack. I guess it's not a sack.
Dudley throws the ball. It gets tipped. He catches the ball in the air. And Michael Copeland tackles it. He tips it and then tackles him back at the 35. So the ball goes over on down. We'll take it at their 35-yard line with 4 minutes to go.
That's a completed pass. Back to yourself. Yeah.
Guys, Michael Copeland made a great play right there. But also got to give some credit to James Mathis because he broke through that line as soon as the ball was snapped. And that caused the quarterback to have to roll out and get out of the pocket and just disrupted the whole play. So great job there by Michael Copeland and James Mathis.
All right, let's see what the defense can put out on the field now. First and 10.
Heavy left for our Vikings. We give the ball to Braswell as he crosses the 35 down to the 34-yard line.
Well, I tell you, that was close. Braswell, as he was holding the ball, was double-clutching it before he ever got hit. Did a great job just to hold on to it and not turn it over again.
Second and nine. Clock at 3:40 to go here in the ball game. We have one. They have one time. No, they have two timeouts. We have one. Ball on the near hash mark. Swopes goes to the wing back on the far side.
We're going to the Danny Redshaw call on the side.
Using as much time as we can. We are heavy, heavy left. Parker under center. He gives it to Anderson. He's across the 35. The 30 still on his feet. Turns and fights. There goes the ball across the 25. Down to the 24-yard line and a first down for our Vikings.
You see Telvin?
They're hanging him across. Seals are just dragging him.
Bill, we're going to call this ball game, as I said earlier, the Battle of Bull Run.
Heavy dose of fullback right now. 3:07 and the clock runs. Vikings lead 17-10.
First and 10 at the Warner Robins. 24-yard line. What a fight we've been in. Heavy right now. Warner Robins in a six-man front. Parker getting the signal from the sidelines. Now goes under center. Takes the snap. Drops back. Looks in the pocket. Throws downfield. Got a man open. Touchdown! A 24-yard touchdown pass from Cole Parker to Troy Braswell.
I see you, Troy Braswell, and I see you, Cole Parker.
The gunslinger.
Just as I said, a heavy dose of fullback, and Coach McPherson and Dipper pull one out of your back pocket and go for 24 yards and a touchdown.
The gunslinger has hit Troy. He likes to be called Troy Braswell.
I'll call him whatever. Troy, I see you, Troy.
Jed Solomon on. To attempt the extra point. There's Jack Snap. Ball's down, kicks up. And it's good. And with 2:41 to go here in the ball game, our Vikings 24, Warner Robins 10. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. All righty, back in Martin Stadium, Wes James along with Bill Osborne and Marty Rogers. And
back deep is 2 and 15.
That is Quintavious Walker and Jermaine Collins.
Jed Solomon set to kick off. He'll take his stance just behind the 35-yard line. Ball teed at the 40.
There's the kick. End-over-end kick. Taken by Walker at the 2. He's across the 5, the 10, the 15. Jumps inside all the way.
Ball
on the ground. I think he turned and got it back. Walker smart enough to turn and saw the ball on the ground. And it'll be 1st and 10 for the Demons at the 20-yard line. Got some finals for you. Tifton beats Coffee 35-10.
Go Blue Devils.
Northside over Colquitt 20-17. Brooks beats Albany 56-19.
Cook beats Early.
Early, yeah, Cook beats Early 27-14. 49-14, Fitzgerald over Thomasville. Clinch defeats Miller 19-14. And Berrien beats Mitchell 48-12. There's a snap. That is, passes out, catch is made up at the 25-yard line.
I thought we were going to strip it right out of him, but he held on, and he'll get forward momentum after about a 4-yard gain, maybe 5.
Clock stops.
Guys, I was going to before this possession, I talked to Aaron Winston, and he's been wanting to play some defense all year, and tonight with Tyler Hunter out, he's in there, and he's made a couple good plays tonight, including that tackle just then, but glad to see Aaron getting out there on the defensive side of the ball.
That was an incomplete pass. I thought it was complete. They said incomplete.
Okay.
Back at the 2nd and 10 from the 20-yard line. Dudley drops back. Look, he's being chased. Throws out in the flats. Catch is made by number 35.
Say hello to Geraldo Orta.
And that's Taylor Watts. As it's a 4-yard pass play. It will be 3rd and 6 out to about the 24.
This has been a great ball game right now for the Vikings. Still a lot of ball to play with 2 minutes left in the ball game, but we needed to be in a close game.
Bill, I'll tell you something in a minute. Inside 2 minutes to play now. Dudley drops back. Looks, throws ball way up in the air. Kenneth Thurden goes up off his fingertips at the 50-yard line.
Ken jumped a little too soon. He saw the ball, jumped up. Great coverage by the wide receiver. That was number 28. Jonathan Jackson, able to, because he jumped up so soon, he had all this time to come down and block, break up the pass.
It'll be 4th down. Vikings will improve to 9-1 on the season, 6-1 in the region. Warner Robins will drop to 6-4, 4-3. This will assure us of we've got the number 2 seed, which means we'll be playing at home next weekend. Moore drops, Dudley drops back, looks, we got him by the leg,
down.
He goes down at the 15-yard line.
And that's my sack getter. the all-time Lowndes High leading sacker, number 17, Michael Copeland.
And speaking of Michael Copeland, as we told you, Mike's grandmother suffered a lot of, there were some things in her house that was causing folks to get sick, mold or something like, I'm not sure all the details, but they're trying to redo her house, get his grandmother back in her house by Thanksgiving. And anything you can do to help would be greatly appreciated. And you've got time, expertise, supplies, anything at all that you can donate, contact Bill and I at www.thevikingvoice.com. First and 10 Vikings from the 15-yard line. Parker takes the snap, and he gives it to Bull Anderson up the middle. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Robert Anderson. Well, it took to the fourth quarter, but the offense showed up. All right, Marty, how fun is this?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Guys, this is a blast. These guys down here, they've been fighting all game and, you know, never gave up. And they're truly excited right now. Robert Anderson, he deserved that one. He's had a great game tonight.
Absolutely. Jack Dalton and Jed Solomon check into the Viking lineup now for the extra point.
Dalton up over the ball. Parker waiting on the snap. Solomon waiting on the kick. There it is. Ball's down, kicks up, and it's good. And with a minute 35 to go in the ball game, it's our Vikings 31, Warner Robins 10.
We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Back in Martin Stadium, minute 35 to go in the ball game. Vikings lead it 31-10. Jed Solomon set the kickoff. Back deep is Quintavious Walker and number 15, Jermaine Collins.
What time is it? Hang time.
That's what he's talking about. Jed Solomon putting that foot into it, getting a hang time. High, high kick. And Walker takes it
five.
Up to five. He comes to the 10, the 15, the 20. He's got a hole down the sideline.
Come on,
at
Jed.
The 40.
Make the tackle.
Jed Solomon runs him. Well, Jed Solomon Whoa. Lined up to run him out of bounds, but he'll return it all the way back to our 46-yard line. That's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45. 51-yard return.
Well, Jed Solomon, I know he was not going to back down, but you know those eyes had to be getting bigger and bigger. He goes over to Darnell Swopes and says, thank you. Thank you for driving him out of bounds before I had to hit him.
Bill, with the victory tonight, the Vikings will host East Caeda next week to open the 2009 5A state playoffs. Season ticket holders can purchase their same seats on Monday and Tuesday at the ticket office in the Board of Education building. Dudley in the shotgun, drops back, looks, pumps. Those, oh, and we
That's,
did.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be pass interference.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron Winston was all over Whitaker's back.
Yeah, Aaron went right through Whitaker.
Okay, again, season ticket holders can purchase their same seats on Monday and Tuesday at the ticket office in the Board of Education building. On Wednesday, all tickets not purchased will go on sale to the general public. The ticket office will be open from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Wednesday, 12:30 to 4:30 on Thursday, and 9 a.m. to noon on Friday. All tickets are $8. As designated by the GHSA.
So if you're a season ticket holder, get to the Board of Education office Monday or Tuesday to get your normal seats.
Moves all the way down to the 28-yard line.
1:23 left in the ballgame.
Dudley in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Gives it to the fullback around the right side. Still on his feet. That is number 20, Brian Sutton. Brian gets a first down, Bill, as he crosses the 20. He's going to be close to that first down.
Wes, and I was just getting to say, but if this is all backups now on the field for on defense for the Vikings. Stacy Wright, Dale McBurrows.
Dudley takes the snap, looks, throws downfield. He's looking for Whitaker off his fingertips. Ooh, there was a lot of bumping down there, Bill.
Well, there was bumping and pushing on both parts in coverage for the Vikings. That was number 8, Justin Evans. Like, as I said, all backups now on the field for the Vikings. Was that Justin Evans or Terrence Jones? I can't tell if that's an 8 or a 9. I think it was 8.
That's number 9.
Is it 9?
Number 9.
I thought it
was number 8 there, guys.
Nope. I think it's 8, too.
Nope, it's number 9, fellas. I see it clearly.
Yeah, I do now.
Yep, you're right, Wes.
It's Terrence Jones on coverage.
Second and 10. Dudley in the shotgun. Drops straight back. Starts to run to the right. Looks. being chased, and okay, touch the ball. We run him out of bounds, Bill, inside the 10. They're going to mark him down at the, they say he went out of bounds at the 10.5 yard line. It'll still be short of a first down. It's going to be third and about, oh, 3.5.
It'll stop the clock with 58 seconds left in the ball game.
Guys, I'm going to quickly say hello to my friend Jeremy Ryan sitting over at Bainbridge, Georgia, listening to us on the internet tonight with his kids. Drew and Michael and Matt, we're listening. We're glad you're listening to us.
Thank you. All right. In the shotgun, there's the snap on the ground, but he picks it back up, gives to the fullback. That's number 20, and he'll bust into the end zone for a touchdown. Warner Robbins with 52 seconds left in the ball game.
Thank you, Bill. Well, I was.
That was Brian Sutton on the touchdown against the backups now for the Vikings. And it is 31-16. Warner Robbins will line up for the extra point. They'll slide over. Set the hold. Maurice Dudley. Ready to kick. Number 82, Christopher. There's the kick. It's down. And it's good. And now the Vikings lead 31-16. 52 seconds left in the ball game. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
All righty. And Kyle Floyd set to kick off. 31-17. Vikings have assured ourselves of the number 2 seed and a first-round playoff game against East Caeta here next Friday night at 8 o'clock.
31-17, the Vikings lead. Look for an onside kick.
And there it is, and we fall on it. Back at our 44-yard line and getting up off the
Ken
ground,
Durden?
Bill. It's Ken Durden.
Ken Durden falls on it sure-handed. That'll put the Vikings' offense on the field.
Well, now we have put the playoff hopes of the Valdosta Wildcats directly into their hands.
They win, they're in.
They've got to go to Houston County tomorrow night.
Well, I tell you what, go Wildcats.
Yes,
take
sir.
Care of business tomorrow night up at McConnell Talbert Stadium.
We'll sure be pulling for you.
You can catch that on our sister station, 95.7, The Mix.
With Bobby Scott.
Monty Long.
And the Guy Ballou.
That's it. 99.5, the 95.7, The Mix, right here at Black Crow Media.
Parker goes
victory
under
formation.
In the victory formation. He'll take the snap, kneel down, and we just want to run the clock out. Lions will go to 9-1 on the year, 6-1 in the region. Warner Robbins drops to 6-4, 4-3 in the region. Northside Warner Robbins, 9-1 in the region, 9-1 overall, and 6-1 in the region. Colquitt drops to 8-2 and 5-2. They'll have third place. And Coffey 3-7 by that win over losing to Tiff tonight. The Coffey goes to 1-6. Tiff to 3-7.
He'll take a knee again.
Tiff
18 seconds now, I'm sorry.
Tiff improves to 2-5 in the region.
All so right,
we'll,
Marty.
We'll keep it right. Well, we're going to keep it right here. But now this gives Valdosta is 3-3 in the region. Warner Robbins drops to 4-3. Valdosta wins tomorrow night. If they beat Houston County, they're in. Warner Robbins is out. And
game turned out to be, I mean, you and I talked earlier in the week about, I really thought Lowndes would have more points earlier, different things. But Warner Robbins, this is a team that's for real. Like I said earlier, when I left Media Day back in August, I thought this was the number 2 team in the region.
I did too. They really
have shown. They had a couple things. Coach Way talked about missing just a couple of things here and there, or their record would have been a whole lot better than what they thought.
And I tell you what, Bill,
it has been. I see Coach McPherson kind of standing off to the side. If we can find Marty, we'll get him over there.
While he's doing that, we will host East Caeta next Friday night, and at the open, the 2009 5A state playoff season, ticket holders can purchase their same seats on Monday and Tuesday at the ticket office in the Board of Education building. On Wednesday, all tickets not purchased will go on sale to the general public. Marty?
Hey, Wes, I got Coach Mack here. Coach Mack, another big region win to end your regular season. Tell us, what do you think about that second half?
Oh, man, I tell you what, it's a great ball game, you know. real physical game. But we fought through a lot of adversity tonight, you know, with injuries and turnovers. You know, great to get the win. You know, I think we grew up even a little bit more tonight.
Marty,
Coach, congratulations.
Marty, sir.
Hold on. Yes, sir.
Ask Coach what he said at halftime.
Coach, Wes wanted to know, what did you tell him at halftime?
Well, I told him if they don't score, we're going to win because we're going to find what points up.
All righty. That's not quite what Miss Dion said that he would have said or she would have said. But anyways, I tell you what, a heck of a victory. Vikings win it 31-17. Bill?
No, I was just going to say, when you're done, send it back.
Send it back to you or just to take
me.
A break?
We need a producer right in front of us, just directing things anymore.
Well, that's what you usually do. You usually produce.
That's all right. I do want to thank everybody for listening tonight. We're going to take a two-minute break, and when we come back, we're going to recap tonight, give you some final stats as well. You're listening to the Postgame Report, brought to you by Bemis Barbecue, just a wink and a blink past Cat Creek Road. Bemis Barbecue, we'll be back after this two-minute break.
All righty.
Lord, I can't leave you alone.
Not with equipment, anyway. Vikings improved to 9-1 on the year. We finished the regular season at 9-1, 6-1 in the region. Warner Robins finishes the year 6-4, 4-3. Northside Warner Robins at 9-1, 6-1 in the region. But virtue the fact that they beat us up there, they win the region. We'll finish number 2. Colquitt will finish number 3 at 8-2, and 5-2 in the region. And the Demons will have to wait to see what Houston County and Valdosta does tomorrow night. Valdosta at 3-3, Houston County 0-6. Valdosta goes up there, gets a win. They're in the playoffs. No two ways about it. They go up there and beat Houston. They're in. And even with a tie, Valdosta would drop to
Valdosta beat Warner Robins, so they got the head-to-head.
So Valdosta has to win to go to 4-3 in the region because they finish at 3-4. Of course, they're out of it. But so Warner Robins will be waiting around to see what happens tomorrow night. But I think the Cats going up there, and they're just going to kick some. They're going to go skin them a bear.
I think so. And we wish them all the best of luck. Of course, as we said, they'll be on our sister station of Black Crow Media, 95.7 The Mix. And you can catch them. It's a 7:30 kickoff. And be sure and listen to them tomorrow night at Saturday night from McConnell Talbot Stadium. Your final score, Wes?
31-17.
31-17. Vikings take care of business. Needed all the way to the fourth quarter to get it done. Score went ahead, 32 seconds left in the third quarter, and it was all Vikings in the fourth.
Yep.
Stats tonight brought to you by Bemis Barbecue. Bemis Barbecue bringing you your post-game report. They're just a wink and a blink past Cat Creek Road. So good, you'll want to take your teeth out. Great barbecue. Final score tonight, 31-17, the Vikings over the Demons. In the first downs tonight, Warner Robins played a heck of a ball game, 14 first downs while the Vikings had 8. Rushing tonight, 53 carries for 153 yards for the Demons, 27 carries, 147 yards for the Vikings. Passing tonight, Warner Robins, 7 of 15 for 59 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception, while the Vikings were 6 of 10 for 122 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Total plays, look at this. Warner Robins with 68 offensive plays, while the Vikings only 37. Total offense, 212 yards for the Demons, 269 for the Vikings. Fumbles tonight, 3 fumbles for Warner Robins. They did only lose one of those, while the Vikings put the ball on the ground 4 times and lost both. Penalties, 5 for 40 yards for the Demons, 3 for 22 against the Vikings. Punts tonight, Warner Robins 2 punts for an average of 35 yards, while the Vikings punted 3 times for an average of 35.6. The leading rusher for Warner Robins, number 28, Jonathan Jackson, 15 carries for 54 yards. Their leading receiver, number 20, Brian Sutton, 1 catch for 31 yards and a touchdown. The leading rusher for the Vikings, as you said, it was the Bull Run tonight. Bull Anderson, 15 carries, 124 yards, and 2 touchdowns. The leading receiver, number 29, T. Roy Braswell, 2 catches for 49 yards and a touchdown. Also noteworthy is Josh Clemens, 1 catch for 39 yards and a touchdown. Those are your final stats brought to you by Bemis Barbecue. And, Wes, let's roll into the playoffs.
Well, I tell you what, Bill, when you go back and look in our first 4 possessions, we either fumbled, or scored, and we only scored one time. We fumbled the ball our three of our first four possessions, and when you do that and can come back and win a ball game, especially against a team as fine and as good as what Warner Robins is, you can take your hat off and say, I'm proud of our effort tonight. I want to remind everybody of the Lions High Coaches Show on 99.5 Kicks Country at Loco's Grill and Pub Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Coach Mack and I will be there to talk a little bit about this one and the upcoming opponent with East Caeta. East Caeta will be in here at next Friday at 8 o'clock. And as we told you earlier, one more time, season ticket holders can purchase their same seats on Monday and Tuesday at the ticket office in the Board of Education building. On Wednesday, all tickets not purchased will go on sale to the general public. The ticket office will be open from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Wednesday, and from 12:30 until 4:30 Thursday, and from 9 a.m. until noon on Friday. All tickets are $8 as designated by the GHSA. And I want to remind you that Valdosta State Blazers close out their season tomorrow against
Edward Waters
of Jacksonville. And that'll be 1:30 pregame, 2 o'clock kickoff with the voice of the Blazers, the legendary Dick Rocky, Tom Odom on the sidelines, and I'll be assisting Dick in the booth. Whew, a big, big game. Lounge finishes second in the region. We get to host a playoff game at home next week. 31-17 victory over Warner Robins.
We get our final game synopsis from Mr. Sideline over there.
What a game, guys.
We do not want to offend anybody and leave Barney Rogers out of anything.
Well, guys, it was a great game. Our kids fought hard the whole game. Overcome the turnovers, like you said, Wes. Telvin Smith, just what a ball game on the defensive side. I think he might have known that Florida coach was standing over on the sidelines because he really stepped it up a notch. I don't know how many tackles he had, but he was everywhere. Bull had a great game. Just proud of all the kids on the field tonight for the Vikings, and I'm looking forward to Tuesday because I had quite a few of them say they're going to be there Tuesday night.
All right, it ought to be a blast Tuesday night at Loco's Grill and Pub. That's a 7 o'clock time, and we'll have Coach McPherson there along with a lot of the other coaches. No spotlight now that we're into the playoffs because we'll have a lot of playoff information to talk about. We'll talk about tickets. We'll have a lot of different things. We will have our plays of the week, as well as our star athlete of the week, and we'll choose that by Monday. It's been a blast tonight, Wes. It was a little nip and tuck there till late in the third quarter, but again, as I said, it was all Vikings in the fourth quarter, and we roll ourselves into the playoffs as we face East Caeta next week right here at the Concrete Palace.
Absolutely. It's good. It's always good to play at home, and especially to open the playoffs here at home.
Time to say goodnight, Wes.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by LaJuan Haynes. It has been produced by Justin Smothers. It is a production of Black Crow Media in conjunction with the Viking Voice, LLC. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lions High Sports, for Bill Osborne, for Marty Rogers, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You have been listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lions County.